This is Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good evening, Stormwatchy Stormers. Scoops! Djokovic here, intrepid sports reporter, here with our silent yet proficient wordsmith, Aloysius Ionistofuckus. But that's too difficult to say and could get us into trouble, so we just call him AI. Yes, well, Mr. Merriweather is busy with a bucket, bailing out the East Coast. AI's been very helpful with these latest recaps. And speaking of, let's get into last Sunday's game against the intrepid triple players. Well, it was a rollicking affair on the diamond, as per usual, between these two teams. The first inning saw Triple Play leap ahead with two tallies on the scoreboard, leaving the Storm feeling rather stormy indeed. But hold your large quadrupeds, folks, for the second inning turned into a pitching duel, and the score remained as still as a silent movie star. Shh, she can't hear you. However, the third inning brought a twist to the tale. Storm roared back with two runs of their own, giving the spectators a taste of their own thunderous power. And by spectators, I mean the one homeless guy who's asleep underneath the bleachers most evenings. Well, he both gasped and hooted. Well, maybe just release some gas. The bases were juiced and the runners danced like it was breaking two electric boogaloo. But hold onto your hats, for this slow pitch saga continued with a flurry of excitement. In the fourth inning, the Storm kept the momentum going, adding two more runs to their tally, while Triple Play was left with nary a chance to counter. That's right, I said nary. It seemed like the Storm were brewing a tempest on the field. But let me tell you, folks, the Triple Players weren't going to be taken lightly. In the fifth inning, they held their ground, putting up a staunch defense and preventing the Storm from adding any more runs. The homeless guy under the stand swayed anxiously, or maybe once again just released some gas. And, well, they were unsure, he was unsure, what the next inning would bring. Then came the pivotal sixth, a whirlwind of action. The Storm unleashed a furious offensive storm, scoring five runs and sending shockwaves throughout the open, uncut, grassy fields. But the resilient Triple Play stepped up to the plate and answered with a thunderous barrage of their own, matching the Storm's five runs with equal gusto. The only blemish being once again a bizarre entanglement on the field between these two teams, this time between El Presidente and a TP runner. Words were shared, tempers flared, eyes were glared. In other words, nothing came of it. The crowd's excitement reached a crescendo as the final inning dawned upon us. With the Orange Crush up 11-7, it was anyone's game. The brass band played with renewed vigor, and the cheerleaders, woohoo, danced like there was no tomorrow. But as the dust settled and the sun set on the diamond, neither team wanted to go far ahead. However, the Stormies reached out, and they scored three, while Triple Play scored the number of runs that is in their name. Three. What a showdown it was. So there you have it. A tale of heroics, resilience, and a bit of drama in this slow pitch spectacle. The Storm may have amassed a formidable 14 runs, but Triple Play was hot on the heels with a commendable 10 of their own. Until next time, dear listeners, this has been your intrepid baseball reporter, Scoops Djokovic, saying good night on Storm Watchy Watchy Stormy.
This is Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.